Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which I had a hand in drafting, requires that the business records FISA warrants or orders be directed solely at foreigners who are the targets of an authorized terrorism investigation, and not on United States citizens unless they're contacted or involved with foreigners. Now, I don't think that Section 215 would have put a crimp on identifying Al-Mitar if that was in place before September 11. But my question is, with respect to the FISA order that was leaked to The Guardian, is with the narrowness that Section 215 is, and as I have described it, how can Section 215 be utilized to scoop up the phone records of American citizens who are not in communication with a foreigner who is an object of an authorized terrorism investigation?
I, to a certain extent, I have to defer to the Justice Department on the legal theory and the FISA court. I can tell you generally that there is the belief that the body of telephone toll data has in that information that is relevant, may be relevant, in the future has been relevant in the past, and that its collection in this matter thereby satisfies the requirement for relevance, according to the court.
Well, the question of relevance is the same type of question that could be issued either with a grand jury subpoena or with a national security letter without involving the Patriot Act. I hear you involve the Patriot Act in something that is done in secret, and there are no due process protections in place because the recipient of the FISA warrant can't tell what records he's turned over, and that's not the case with either national security letters or grand jury subpoenas. Now, I guess what my concern is that there really isn't any way for anybody whose records are turned over to approach the FISA court or any other court because they don't know about it to try to get the order quashed. And an FBI agent was the one that signed the affidavit to get that order. And my time is up.
Let me, if I may just follow up with one observation, and that is, as we all know, these particular records are not covered by the Fourth Amendment. The Supreme Court has held that to be the case. And secondly, the determination as to the legality and that standard has been addressed by the FISA court in the affirmative to support this particular program.